That's all from the Text Festival in Bury, Lancashire, and Kerry Andrews' words meet the air and our ears. That's The Verb, Friday at 9:15 on Radio 3.
Indeed, broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio, we're also online. It's 11:30 and it's time now for Jazz Lineup, presented this week by Julian Joseph.
Hello. On today's show, we preview the Cheltenham Jazz Festival with its artistic director, Tony Dudley Evans, who will also give us his pick of the festival. We also have a concert set from a young band called Southbound and some choice new CDs. Top of the list, we start with a trumpet great born in Canada, but who we very gladly claim as British. He's a major contributor to the British and international jazz scenes over the past 40 years. It's Kenny Wheeler. The new disc is called One of Many and features Wheeler in the company of John Taylor on piano and Steve Swallow on electric bass. The album is a good listen with consistent, inspired playing. This is Anyhow. The playful Kenny Wheeler with John Taylor and Steve Swallow, and Anyhow from their delightful album One of Many, which is out now on the Cam Jazz label. From one sensitive trio with a cast of heavyweight elder statesmen to another from some slightly younger heavyweights, saxophonist Tim Garland has joined forces with strong Americans Joe Locke on vibes and Jeff Keyser on the piano to make the Storm's Nocturnes trio. As with the previous trio, they are thoughtful, patient, and tender in their approach. Composed by pianist Jeff Keyser, this is Infinite Blue. the atmospheric Infinite Blue from Storm's Nocturnes Trio, and a piece composed by their pianist Jeff Keezer. Joe Locke was on vibes and Tim Garland's soprano saxophone. They've just finished a nationwide tour, but before you get disappointed, Jazz Lineup recorded their Manchester gig, and you can hear that right here on this programme. The album is called Via and is out now on the Origin record label. We stay with the trios and turn to that of pianist Monty Alexander, whose new album, Uplift, is a collection of live recordings between 2007 and 2010. The album is full of spirit and really captures the magic of this magnificent pianist. To whet your whistle, this is Sweet Georgia Brown. Thank you. And that's the story of Sweet Georgia Brown, according to Jamaican piano maestro Monty Alexander. Hassan Shakur was on bass, and the exceptional Herlin Riley, whom those of you in the know played for many years with Wynton Marsalis. He was playing drums. The album is called Uplift and captures Monty and the trio at their terrifying best and is available on the Jazz Legacy Productions label. Well, it's about that time where the Cheltenham Jazz Festival is upon us. And from April the 27th to the 2nd of May, jazz inhabits the leafy tranquility of Cheltenham. And the festival's artistic director, Tony Dudley Evans, joins me to talk about what's on and why Cheltenham has become one of the major festivals in the UK jazz calendar. Welcome, Tony.
Hi, Julian.
Is it because Cheltenham is home to a number of prominent festivals that the jazz rates highly?
Well, yeah, there are four major festivals, yes. But I think it's had its own distinctive character, with an emphasis on the more creative side of jazz, a focus on British jazz, and then the sheer variety of the programme. I think these are the reasons, really.
What do you mean, the more creative side of jazz?
Well, the more innovative, the more cutting edge, the focus on sort of young players, giving them the opportunity to bring forward new work, commissions, etc.
So it's sort of new artists, because innovation is something you can't, legislate before it's actually happened.
Yes, I think that's right. I mean, we definitely have established artists as well, and that's very important that we have. And, for example, this year we have Ferris Saunders. We're very excited to have him at Cheltenham, of the Overtone Quartet.
Which are the pick of the bands, then, that you'd like to see?
Well, I'm really pleased to have Django Bates at the festival. I've always been an admirer of him way back to the 1980s. He's an established name now, of course, in jazz, but he's still very much a creative musician. And he's doing various things. I mean, he's playing with his trio, Beloved Bird. There is a BBC Radio 3 commission for Django. He's written for an octet. That's a new piece. He'll be playing, as part of that same concert with the octet, he'll be playing solo piano. And he's also on Jazz Library with Alan Shipton. So I'm really looking forward to having Django at the festival this year.
What do you think the festival offers that's unique to this particular festival?
We're continuing with the Norwegian theme, and we had that last year, but we've got some strong artists. We have Tord Gustafsson with his quartet, and we've been able to commission him to write a new extended piece for the festival. So that's something that is definitely distinctive this year.
And you think that's different from other festivals?
There are a lot of new Norwegian features, yes. I suppose it's the thing that I've said before, that I wouldn't like to say it's only young artists that are creative. That would be totally wrong. But not all festivals give the opportunity to young musicians, young British musicians, young international musicians as well. I think that's always a distinctive feature of it.
What's the input from Jamie Cullum?
Jamie Cullum is he's a good friend of the festival. He's guest director. This year he's doing a solo concert. Last year he played with his band. But his main input is that we have a very good relationship with Jamie, and we talk to him about suggestions for bands. For this year, his recommendations are Kit Downs, the singer Andrea Triana, Susanna, who's a Norwegian singer, part of the Norwegian theme, and Roots Maneuver. So a mix of artists.
Now, you feature the marquee behind the town hall. How's that working out, acoustic and for accessibility?
I mean, it was a new development last year, and it worked well. It holds about 600 seats. It was part of the idea of having the festival all round the town hall in one location rather than spread round the town. And it did seem to work quite well, because it attracted into it quite a few people that might not have gone to a more formal venue. We were successful in attracting some of these people in to try out some of the events in the marquee. So I think it worked well.
Well, you're very excited about the festival, I can tell. Anything else that you haven't mentioned? Any particular gem that may have just crawled under the radar?
Well, it's intriguing to have Hugh Laurie singing the blues, the actor Hugh Laurie. If I'm allowed a second one, I've talked quite a bit about Django. I'm also very pleased that Kit Downs is featured in the festival. There is a link between all those artists that came up in the 1980s from Loose Tubes and the Jazz Warriors with the artists who came up since the year 2000. Those two, Kit Downs and Django Bates, there is a link between them. And that's something that I want to feature at the festival this year.
What's the link?
What I notice is that the people that came up, people like Kit Downs, young saxophone player Sam Crockett that's featured in the programme, they acknowledge a strong influence from that earlier 1980s generation. I mean, I was talking to Sam Crockett and I said, who are your influences? And he said, he mentioned Coltrane and Shorter, which is fairly standard sort of influences. But he said, but actually the person that influenced me quite a bit was Julian Arguelles. And I was really fascinated by that. And Julian is part of the programme playing with John Taylor. But I wanted to have that sort of put those together, those two generations, which I think have been very strong generations.
It's good to see that Julian has a presence in the festival with John Taylor.
Yes, in fact, I believe that you are recording that concert.
Tony Dudley Evans, thank you so much for speaking with us. And since that discussion took place, I can confirm that Jazz Lineup is recording Django Bates' performance of Beloved Bird at the festival, which runs over the bank holiday weekend, the 27th of April to the 2nd of May inclusive. With a Scandinavian trio featuring Petter Eld on bass and Peter Bruhn on drums, this is Django with a very Django-ish reading of the Bird classic Moose the Mooch. deconstructed and yet still recognisable Moose the Mooch from the Django Bates homage to Charlie Parker, Beloved Bird. Petter Eld and Peter Bruhn were on bass and drums. From a musically unusual stylist to an instrument not often associated with jazz soloists, the French horn and Jim Rattigan doesn't take it easy on himself either in the choice of repertoire or choice of band. Phil Donkin is on bass, Gene Caldarazzo on drums, and the mighty Phil Robson on guitar. On the album, there are versions of Giant Steps, Donna Lee, Come Sunday, but here's a piece by the horn player that has his improvising sound. This is Mung Beans. French horn and jazz from Jim Rattigan. and his own composition, Mung Beans, featuring an excellent trio with the free-flowing guitar of Phil Robson. Phil Donkin is on bass and Gene Calderazzo on the drums. The album is called Shuzzed and is out now on Pavilion Records. A few years ago, when there was a strong Radio 3 presence at the Glastonbury Music Festival, we commissioned a young sax man to play for us in the jazz lounge. His name was Kevin Figes. Kevin has another quartet CD out featuring Jim Blomfield on Fender Rhodes, Rian Vosloo on bass, and the gifted Tim Jars on drums. This is Lounge Life. a lively Latin jaunt from altoist Kevin Figes, and Lounge Life with Jim Blomfield, Rian Vosloo and Tim Giles. Check him out in the listings. Our concert set this week was recorded at the Southport Jazz on a Winter's Weekend Festival in February of this year and features Manchester-based band Southbound. They came together as students at the Royal Northern College of Music, studying primarily classical music. The allure of jazz was soon to turn their heads and offer them possibilities that would demand their future attention. So, Southbound was born. The band are Jack Davies on trumpet, Rob Cope on the tenor saxophone, Tom Taylor on piano, and John Ormston on the drums. And on this gig, they're joined by a bassist. They're a young band looking to reconcile their classical influences into the creative energy and challenges of contemporary jazz. British saxophonist and composer Ian Ballamy is a massive influence, as well as the angular and alternative lyricism of American pianist Paul Bley. It's clear that their classical heritage is important to them, and Southbound as a group are focused on including that influence and draw on the melodic simplicity of singer-songwriter Imogen Heap and inspired by US trumpeter and composer Dave Douglas. To my ears, Southbound are very much on the beginning of their journey, and a group who like the intellectual challenges of jazz applied to the more Eurocentric sounds of pop and classical music. In the set we're about to hear, they warm up with a standard, and then when they play Circle by trumpeter Jack Davies, then they start to hit their stride. Here's what they had to say concerning composition. Rob Cope and Jack Davies.
Yeah, we all. It's the nice thing about the band is that everyone brings along tunes and everyone's writing has got quite different personalities, a bit like the playing, so it's sort of quite nice because we've got different bands as well with just us as leader, but it's quite nice in Southbound we all sort of come together, and that's quite one of my nice.
It's a good challenge to try and give the whole concert a kind of unity, even though we're all bringing in our own tunes, you know, so the audience, we don't want them to feel like it's very sporadic.
Southbound are like-minded artists, and it makes perfect sense when you look at the origins of the group.
Yeah, it is, I suppose, a jazz quartet comprising of four people with a classical degree. You know, I imagine I'm sure there's a few, but not that many compared to how many jazz bands who have jazz degrees, or, you know, so it's really interesting that we're all coming from the same place, playing a genre that we didn't necessarily start out in.
So, to the concert, Southbound are Jack Davies on trumpet, Rob Cope on tenor sax, Tom Taylor on the piano, John Ormston on the drums. And they're joined by bassist Tom West. It was recorded at Southport's Jazz on a Winter's Weekend in February, and they kick off with Bye Bye Blackbird. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Southbound on Jazz Lineup.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. It's lovely to be here today. We've been very lucky to be involved a lot with this festival over the last few years, having first come, as I think Jeff told you, with the RNCM Big Band. We started with a well-known American tune called Bye Bye Blackbird, and then had a lovely segue bass solo from Tom West, who's hiding in the back there, into a tune of Jack's called Circle. We're going to carry on now with a tune written by Tom on the piano called By Sea and Lighthouse.
Yeah, that's the one.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, everyone. That was a tune by Tom, and it was called By Sea and Lighthouse, and I believe it's based on a painting by an Irish painter called Jack Yates.
This last tune is written by John, the drummer. This is called A Night in Strange Ways.
Yeah, that never gets a laugh down, sir.
Thank you.
Southbound, and A Night in Strange Ways, composed by their drummer John Ormston. Tom Taylor was the pianist, Rob Cope was on tenor sax, Jack Davies on trumpet, and Tom West was on bass. And that was recorded at Jazz on a Winter's Weekend in February this year at Southport. You're listening to Jazz Lineup with me, Julian Joseph, online, on FM, and on DAB Digital. And remember, you can listen to this program for the next 7 days on the BBC iPlayer. Go to the BBC Radio 3 website, click on Jazz, and click Jazz Lineup. Now, to a real treat for me and the many Weather Report fans out there. Captured live in Berlin in 1975, the music on this CD is from the tailspinning era, with Alfonso Johnson on the bass in sensational form. Chester Thompson is on drums, and he's totally in the zone, as is Alex Acuna on percussion. There's a great version of Joe Zawinul or Scarlet Woman, Wayne Shorter's Mysterious Traveller, but this is Freezing Fire. We'll be right back. Are You Awake? The glorious sounds of Weather Report. And Wayne Shorter's composition, Freezing Fire, with a band that set the standard of fusion, along with a handful of others. Joe Zawinul on keys, Alfonso Johnson on the electric bass, Alex Acuna on percussion, Chester Thompson on drums, and Wayne Shorter, the composer, on soprano. The album is engaging and exciting from start to finish, and plus there's a DVD of the show. You need to get that. Now, I've been a fan of this bass player as a sideman for various bands, especially with Chick Corea. His new album as a leader is very strong and sees him utilizing influences from his home culture, including Yiddish folk melodies, to bring a tasteful mix packed with a lot of beauty. The musician is Avishai Cohen, and this is Hala. Hala, odam shich lalechet hala, lo eda lean kama. Thank you. Avishai Cohen and Hala from the new album Seven Seas. Avishai is on vocals and bass. Karen Malka and Jenny Nilsson are on vocals. Shai Maestro is on piano. What a name, huh? Amos Hoffman is on guitar and oud. Jimmy Green takes the soprano sax solo. Well, that's it for this week. Next week, join me for an interview with UK pianist Tim Richards, who's currently on tour with his Shapeshifting album. And we travel to Birmingham to hear multi-instrumentalist Percy Purseglove and his organ trio. Jazz on 3 come Monday night, and Jez Nelson presents the 75th birthday concert by distinguished British band leader and composer Mike Westbrook, featuring the world premiere of his new work, The Serpent Hit. Till next week, from me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye.
Welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. To Spain for most of the next couple of hours, Turina's Danzas Fantásticas, a set of lovers' madrigals by Rodrigo, music by cellist Pablo Casals, and there's also plenty of music from 18th century Spain. It's a concert from the 2009 Sant Festival in France with harpsichordist Nicolau de Figueiredo in sonatas by Scarlatti and his pupil Soler, including Soler's dazzling virtuoso masterpiece, the Fandango in D minor. The teacher at first, though, a pair of the 550 or so sonatas Domenico Scarlatti wrote in the mid-18th century for the Infanta Maria Barbara of Spain, the first of these two in C major. Domenico Scarlatti sonatas, the first one in C major, number 132 in Kirkpatrick's catalogue, and the second of them, the D major, Kirkpatrick, number 119. The harpsichord is there, Nicolao Di Figueiredo, playing at the 2009 festival in Sants. A pair of sonatas now in his recital by Antonio Soler, who studied with Scarlatti and, like him, wrote dozens of keyboard sonatas using Spanish dance rhythms.
Thank you.
Of D minor sonatas by Scarlatti's pupil Antonio Soler, numbers 24 and 15. The harpsichord is there, Nicolao de Figueiredo. Well, more from that recital in just under 10 minutes. For the moment here on Through the Night, 20th century Spanish music by a composer best known for his guitar pieces. The soprano here, Isabel Bayraktarian, with a group of cellos in the Cuatro Madrigales Amatorios by Rodrigo. This is music from 1948. The text's all anonymous and all about the agonies of love.
Oh, Destino.